Hello, this is Dr. Joanne Manson, Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'd like to talk with you today about non-hormonal treatment of menopausal vasomotor symptoms and recent randomized clinical trial evidence on the efficacy and safety of the SNRI antidepressant desvenlafaxine. In the January 2013 issue of Menopause, there are three separate papers on desvenlafaxine, and I'd like to discuss them with you. Now, as you know, estrogen is the most effective treatment currently available for vasomotor symptoms, but many women are not appropriate candidates for hormone therapy or would prefer a non-hormonal option. So it's good news for women that there's an increasing arsenal of non-hormonal medications for symptom management, including the SSRI and SNRI antidepressants, gabapentin, and others. Now, in these trials of desvenlafaxine, there were 365 women in the efficacy trial. The dose tested was 100 milligrams a day. These were multi-center, placebo-controlled trials. Desvenlafaxine was associated with a substantial reduction, 60 to 65% reduction in hot flashes. All of the women in the trial had to have at least 50 hot flashes per week. On average, they had 12 per day. And the active treatment arm treatment was associated with about three fewer hot flashes per day than in the placebo group. In terms of the percentage of women reaching a treatment goal of a substantial reduction in symptoms, it was 64% with desvenlafaxine versus 41% with placebo. So there was an appreciable placebo response as well, but overall this was a highly significant difference. In terms of the duration of benefit, a second paper, looked at whether there was still efficacy at 1 year out, and it did confirm that there was a significant benefit at 1 year. And in terms of how rapid the response was, even at 4 weeks, there was evidence of a significant separation between active treatment and placebo. In a third paper, there was a look at safety in terms of cardiovascular events and hepatic events, and overall there was no signal for any increased risk of coronary events, stroke, or hepatic disease. But keep in mind that even in that study, which had 2,000 women, there were still very, very few events, so statistical power was quite low to look at cardiovascular and hepatic safety. But overall, these trials are good news, suggesting that there is good clinical efficacy and apparent safety, no signal for harm with desvenlafaxine. Also, as you know, desvenlafaxine is FDA approved for the treatment of major depressive disorder, but not yet FDA approved for vasomotor symptoms, so it would be off-label use. But overall, good news for women that there are increasing a number of treatments that can be used for vasomotor symptoms, and many of them are non-hormonal, and just increases the options that women have for symptom management. Thank you very much for your attention. This is Joanne Manson.